Kalim chapter 29, Mishnah 5. Chut mo'oznaim shel chinvanim. The cord of a balance scale of storekeepers. So again, this is the cord that's, you got your crossbeam and your pans hanging down. In the middle of the crossbeam, there's a cord. They would hold the cord and then the scales would balance up. So that cord shall bale batim of storekeepers or of householders, tefach, the maximum amount that the cord is considered connected and therefore susceptible to tumah is one tefach, because you would hold it, right? You would hold the cord by the handle. So that was the maximum. Yad hakardom, the shaft of a, well, matok, the shaft of a hatchet. Milafanav, in front. Now we said that behind is from the bottom of his hand to the
behind
end.
Behind or below?
This is in front, they call it in front, but it's actually between the top of his hand and the blade. That part over there, tefach, the maximum that is considered susceptible to tumah is a tefach. In other words, he holds it a tefach away from the blade, and that's considered susceptible to tumah. Shara yad hapargul, the remnant of the handle of a pair of compasses. Tefach is susceptible if it's a tefach. So can you imagine a compass? You've got your two pieces sticking down, and you know they make a circle with it, and then at the top of the compass, they would hold it. There was a handle there that they would hold and turn it round. So only one tefach at the top is considered usable and included, etc. And therefore, only a tefach is considered a handle of this compass. It's not considered. It wouldn't be considered a handle, a yad, to the compass. If the compass becomes impure, only a tefach at the top will become impure. Yad makeves, the handle of a stoneworker's mallet, shall mefatche avanim, of a stoneworker's mallet, tefach. That is also susceptible only up to a tefach. So in other words, that kind of handle was considered tefach long, was long enough to hold it in one hand, and that was considered useful. And he brings over here the stoneworker's mallet. It was a small hammer with a sharp end for chiseling stone. That's what it was. So you just held it with one hand, and you chiseled away at stone, and so the handle, one tefach of the handle, that was what was susceptible to tumah.